Hey guys, Ms. Virtual Concierge here. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening. Today we have a super hot topic. Today's topic is going to be based off a Netflix series that I watched, I want to say maybe a month and a half ago. The series is called Is Love Blind? So basically, you had all these different people that agreed to an experiment to enter into a dating or relationship sight unseen, which I thought was phenomenal. And the reason why is because I think that we get so caught up in the way people look and their economic status, or we get caught up in their popularity sometimes as people. It's common, it's normal. And sometimes I think we need to take a step back and get to know people for who they really are, sight unseen. So the topic for today on my show here, and again, welcome back. Thanks for listening. The topic here is going to be, is love really blind, fact or fiction? A lot of people can refute or debate, is love really blind? But there are some key things that I took away from watching this series. And let's just say again, shout out to Netflix, shout out to Nick and his wife for actually coming up with the concept, because I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I think that it was so needed and it was so good to be able to see dating from a different perspective other than what we normally do, you know, in terms of looks or economic status or, you know, all these different things we look at other than looking at the true inside of a person, which is their mental, you know. And I always say in dating, if you can't get past a normal conversation, then we can't even go on a date, because that is essential to getting to know someone and getting to know where they stand and their perception, their ideas, their values. So I think this was absolutely phenomenal. The show was a hit. I absolutely loved it, recommended it to my friends. It was recommended to me by a friend, actually. And I'm so glad I watched it. Now, let's get into the meat or the thick of it, honey. Okay, so I'm going to go through each couple on this show that actually made it to the very end. And I'm going to do an analysis on each of these relationships, because personally, I think that you can see a little bit of yourself in every one of these relationships. And I think that it's really good in terms of learning from their experiences. It can actually help us to grow as people and to evolve and to be more open to love in a different way where we wouldn't ordinarily explore it, you know, in that way. So we're going to be looking at all the couples here. And I'm going to do on a case-by-case or a couple experience. And I'm just going to give my take and my opinion on what I saw, you know, and what I took away from watching that that series. Okay, so the first couple that we're going to start with today is going to be couple number one, which is Kenny and Kelly. Now, again, I did watch the entire series, so this is just my, you know, opinion on my take on what I took away from their experience and what their relationship consisted of. Because again, I can see myself being as old as I am right now in every one of these relationships, either earlier in my dating years or later in my dating years. You know, I've also been divorced, I've been married, you know, so I have a good perspective on dating, being in a long-term relationship, being in short-term relationships. I've definitely had my fair share of frogs and Prince Charmings. Okay, so the first couple here is we're going to talk about is Kenny and Kelly. So in my opinion, with Kenny and Kelly, first of all, let me just say this. Kenny was absolutely amazing to me. He was amazing. Kelly was also her own person. But in my observation of this couple, Kelly was very confused, in my opinion. She kept reiterating the fact that she, you know, have dated guys that look kind of different from the way Kenny looked. And in other words, that he isn't somebody that she would have ordinarily dated because of the way he looked. Now, again, these relationships were sight unseen. So basically, she connected with him in the pod through the wall, which means she never seen him. She never knew what he looked like. She just truly got to know him for who he was. I thought that was an excellent connection. And I thought that there was a little growth to be done on Kelly's part, because after they actually saw each other and got engaged, because now remember, these people are getting engaged and before they even see each other. She kind of, because he didn't kind of stack up to the usual man that she would date in terms of looks, she kind of like dwindled back a little bit. And I think there's a lot to learn from this, because how many of us have talked to people on the phone? We've had great connection with people only to see them in person and we retreat back because we don't like the way they look. We don't like the way they chew their food. We don't like a lot of different things about them. This says a lot in terms of either, you know, it says a lot about people being either shallow, or it says a lot about taking your time and getting to know people. Now, from my experience of being married, divorced, dating, single, my experience, I say, take your time, get to know people. If they're truly meant to be in your life, they're not going anywhere. I can assure you, I've had people that I've dated that I could do no wrong with. People that would ride with me to the ends of the earth. And then I had people that I have dated that the least little thing, they're out of here. They're on their way. So I can tell you right now, if it's truly meant to be, it doesn't matter. Do you hear me? It doesn't matter. You could, on your worst day, you would be the best to that person. Believe that. So I'm saying all of this to say, what I took away from this couple, Kenny and Kelly, was Kelly was looking for, sometimes people are looking for an image and not a person. They're looking for what a person has, what they look like, what they dress like, what they smell like. And don't get me wrong, there is absolutely nothing wrong with getting what you want and being satisfied with that partner. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if your sole decision is based on he doesn't dress a certain way, she doesn't dress a certain way, those things can always be changed in terms of not changing the person, because their style is their style. I'm real big on that because I'm a tomboy. So their style is their style. But what I'm saying is, if you're really into more so what a person has on versus what a person brings to the table, then sometimes we need to reevaluate ourselves as people. And I'm not saying you can't have what you want, because when a person loves you, they're going to do whatever it takes to please you. If you want to see them in a certain outfit, if you want to see them with a certain haircut or hairstyle, and I'm not talking about that control shit. Not talking about that, I want your hair cut, I don't want you to wear but one style, I want you in the house. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about control and insecurity and all those issues that sometimes people bring to the table. I'm talking about, hey babe, I think you look great in this dress, you know, I'm gonna buy it for you, you know, wear it for me, that type of thing. So basically, what I took away again from this particular couple was, hey, stick to what you want and don't settle. Don't settle. What I think her downfall was in this particular relationship was she knew he wasn't what she wanted even after she saw him. And she still drugged this relationship out. I don't know if it was for the sake of going to Mexico because they got a chance to go there. If it was for the sake of being on the show up until the end. I'm not really sure what it was all about. But at the end of the day, get what you want. Get what you want. stick to it. If it's not what you want, then be willing to walk away from it. And I get sometimes you don't want to walk away too fast because you're thinking, okay, maybe, you know, I need to get to know the person a little bit more, whatever, whatever. But clearly, 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 marriage, engagement, those things are very serious. And my thing is, if once you saw him, you should say, okay, I think I need to take this a little bit slower. I think we need to date a little bit longer and just see where this is going to go. You didn't have to keep going and acting like you was going to the altar with the dude. That was my biggest thing. And I think she knew she didn't really want him like that. But for the sake of getting the 20 minutes of fame on the show, she went ahead and she went through with it. And then he was embarrassed, you know, because he thought that what she was feeling, they was on the same page. And based on the conversations that they would have, the intimate private conversations that they showed on the show, she was acting like she was totally into him, but knowing damn well she wasn't, you know. So my thing with this is, what I see in this, take your time. People aren't going anywhere. They will be there. If they're truly meant to be in your life, they will be there. There's nothing you can do to shake them off. And if they leave, they leave. But at the end of the day, if it's meant to be, they're not going anywhere. And I've seen so many relationships like that. I've seen some great people stay with the worst people. Like, it's nothing that person can do wrong, no matter how abusive or damaging they are to their health and their life. They will stick right in there with that person. So there's a lesson to be learned in this. Second couple, Mark and Jessica. Ooh, Lord child. Mark and Jessica. Where do I even begin with Mark and Jessica? Mark and Jessica? I could have put him with so many other different people. Mark and Jessica, I could see myself even in this relationship. Again, I see myself in all these relationships. So Mark and Jessica, there was so many red flags here before he even got to the end. There were so many red flags. And I think as people, sometimes, you know, we want things so bad in a relationship. We just want to be married. We want to be with someone so bad that we would lose ourselves in that process. And you have to be so careful that you stand your ground and you keep your standards, because if not, people will allow you to be drugged. You know, I say this all the time. It's funny, but it's not funny. You know, people will ride you as long as you bend over. And it's not until you stand up that people get off your back and get off of you. This Mark dude, man, he was drugged. He got drugged all throughout that whole entire process. There were so many red flags going up left and right, left and right. The first red flag in this relationship was when she dumped him for the other guy, which was Barnett, okay? She dumped him, and then Barnett dumped her. Then she came back to Mark and tried to make it work with Mark. Careful with that, people. You know, you're not nobody's seconds. And I get sometimes people, it takes something bad to happen for people to realize how much they value you and love you. But I'm not going to be second to another person because I wasn't your first choice. So I know that you're not really into me like I'm into you. But Mark was a great guy, very attractive guy. And he put his whole heart out there on the line. He was willing to be a fool for love. And I do truly believe 1,000% that in order for us to get the love and get inside of that relationship that we really seek, we really have to put it all on the line. And that's exactly what I saw him do. Jessica said so many times that the age was a factor. The age was a factor before she got engaged to him. She went ahead and went through with it anyway. Again, she went through with it. I don't know if it was just to be on TV, to get her 20 minutes of fame or what the hell it was. However, Mark saw the signs and he pushed past it on numerous occasions. He went above and beyond. Let me just say this. Reciprocity, reciprocation has to be in a relationship in order for it to work. in order for the person, both people, to get exactly what they're looking for out of that relationship. It can't, and I tell everybody all the time, the shit can't be lopsided. It can't be lopsided. You have to have somebody into you just as much as you're into them. It cannot be lopsided. And when you find that it's lopsided, I tell you, people, just bow out gracefully. I know it's going to hurt. I know you don't want to start over. I know you don't want to look again. But trust me when I tell you, there is nothing worse than being in a relationship where there's a give, and all the other person does is take. It's a horrible feeling. Nobody deserves that. Everybody deserves to be loved fairly and 100% totally, with no restrictions. So again, Mark and Jessica, the other red flag that I saw was Jessica's family was MIA the entire time. She went to his family's house. They were very welcoming and encouraging. I wasn't feeling her the entire time, not to mention even after she was engaged to Mark, she was still hitting on Barnett, which is the other guy who dumped her. She was still hitting on him. She had no good intentions for Mark at all from the beginning. And I know since then, you know, she has apologized and she did see her flaws and she did come to terms with what she saw that was totally wrong with what she did. But at the end of the day, when these red flags are going off, don't push past red flags. Don't do it, people. You would be so disappointed. You want somebody to love you wholeheartedly. There are people that are on the same page with you. There are people that would love you. There are people that wouldn't care if you were 50 years older than them. It's literally, seriously. That's how you know when it's really true love. Age does not determine that. And what I didn't understand was Mark at that time was 24 and Barnett was 27. That was only a 3-year difference. She was saying that it was a 10 or 11 year difference with Mark, but that was still a big gap in age difference with Barnett. But that's the person who she really wanted to be with. So that's what she was willing to bend that rule. See, let me tell you something with people. When people really are really into you, their rules are now a non-essential thing, a non-determining factor. Like, rules go out the window when you really want to be with somebody. Trust and believe. When somebody got you and they really want you and they really want to be with you, the age is not a concern to them. Money is not a concern to them. Nothing is a concern to them. If they really want you, I'm talking about you, your soul, you as a person, not what you have, you. There's nothing that would get in their way of being with you. Period. End of story. So I think Mark should have bowed out gracefully way in the beginning. He made himself look so thirsty and so hungry. And there's nothing wrong with that, being thirsty and hungry for a relationship. But keep that energy for people that give you that same energy back. Okay? And that's just something to learn from. We've all had people in our lives that you liked them more than they liked you. And they just kind of made you an option and not a priority. We've all had that. But I can tell you right now, if it even looks like that, I'm going the other way. It has to be 1,000%, which is what I'll be putting in. It has to be. I'm not settling for anything less because I know that there are relationships out here that are amazing. And I'm not settling for anything less than an amazing relationship. I'm just not. I would rather be alone than be caught up in something that was not beneficial for me as a woman, that is not beneficial for me getting what I want in a relationship. It has to be 50-50, period. Period. Don't settle, guys. The next relationship, couple number 3, was Carlton and Diamond. Now, this relationship is, wow. It was so many things wrong with this. Now, this particular situation with this relationship, Carlton, the big issue here was he was not a heterosexual guy. He was actually a bisexual guy. That said that he wanted to be in a heterosexual relationship with Diamond. But what he failed to do was tell Diamond early on when they were in the pods and they were getting to know each other through the wall where they couldn't see each other. See, this is the only thing about not seeing people, because as she saw him, when I saw him, I knew immediately that he was bisexual or gay. I could tell his mannerisms, everything, all signs pointed to him being gay. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're in a relationship with someone and you are looking to be in a relationship with them as serious as this was, which means you guys were in it for marriage. You weren't in it just dating. You weren't in it just to kick it around or just to make out with people or do whatever. This was going somewhere. So he owed it to her to tell her early on, before she could even see him, before she got engaged to him without seeing him, that he was fluid, that he liked men, that he dated men at some point. And he failed to even tell her that. And that was wrong on so many levels. What took it up a notch for me was when he decided to tell her after they got to Mexico and they had already been engaged. What he failed to say to her in the beginning became the downfall of the entire relationship. Now, he waits until he gets to Mexico. Not only did he tell her that he was bisexual or fluid or whatever, you know, the term is, he failed to tell her that prior to being engaged. So now I'm engaged to a man that has slept with other men. Let me just say this. He took it up a notch when he got pissed off at her for being upset that he never told her that. And that, to me, was a sign of his insecurities and so many issues that he needed to work on before he even opened himself up to be in a relationship. There's so many things as people that we need to work on, that we need to get together in our own personal self before we bring all of that damn baggage and all of that mess to someone else for that person to sort that out. It's not fair to the other person. That was huge. Huge. That's, to be honest, can I just say, that is a straight woman's nightmare. To be in a relationship with a man that has slept with another man, or that desires other men, or doesn't have a problem with the same sex, or being with the same sex. That is a straight woman's nightmare, to be honest. Just as if it's a straight gay man or woman's nightmare for their gay friend to be with a straight person, or a woman of the opposite sex. A gay person finding out that his partner is sleeping with a woman, just say it's a man-on-man relationship or a woman-on-woman relationship, to find out that that woman is sleeping with a man when she said she didn't, you know, that, it to me, was a disaster waiting to happen. An absolute disaster waiting to happen, guys. And then the fact that he got defensive and he got crazy and called her bitches and called her out of her name and tried to, you know, talk about her hair. Oh, come on now. Come on, seriously? Like, he was wrong on so many levels. I have had guys that hit on me. This has happened to me. I've never dated a guy that I have knowingly known that he slept with another man, but I have had guys that has hit on me and flirted with me that probably would have slept with me that I felt in my whole heart of heart was gay. And my whole heart was gay. And I just went the other way. I went the other way. That's not something I desire or want or need. So basically, I just felt really bad for Diamond because she really opened herself up only to be played, basically. She got played. And I'm so glad that she handled this with such grace and beauty when they were at the reunion, and she talked to him about it. She, you know, she tried to make amends with it and everything. And even after that, making amends, you know, with him, he still tried to give her a ring and he still wanted to date her. But she refused. And I'm so glad she did that. And then even after that, he was still trying to, I was watching a YouTube video of them talking about the situation. He was still trying to get an attitude. They were still kind of wrestling with it. You know, at this point, I'm done. You know, it's over. You go your way, I go my way. It's nothing else for us to even talk about at that point. But and I get it, she was being nice, you know, but at the end of the day, I get that he has so many things that he needed to sort out and so many things that he was trying to work through. But you don't use a relationship to do that. You don't use a relationship to do that. You get with yourself, you get with a counselor, you get with a therapist or whatever you need to do. You get that stuff sorted out before you try to bring a relationship or another human being into that mess. And ladies, don't settle. If a person's saying that they're this and they're trying to change, and you let them change and then let them come back to you. You let them change. You know, it's not our job to sort out things that have gone on in people's childhoods, because majority of issues in relationships, this starts in childhood. Everything, their insecurities, their every flaw and all of that. You know, majority, I didn't say all, but the majority of things that happen to people, it shapes them in their childhood and early development as they grow up in their teenage years. And all of that they bring to the table once they're in a relationship or they're married. So now you're dealing with not just the current situation of that person, but you're dealing with all of the things they dealt with as a child that wasn't rectified or sorted out or cleared up. And I'm not saying people have to be perfect to come into a relationship, because we're all flawed individuals. But at the end of the day, I am saying, pick what you want to deal with and stick to that. You know, you're going to deal with a lot of stuff in relationship, people. You're going to deal with a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, what I love about life and I love about this life God has given us is we have a choice as to what we're going to deal with. Some people may deal with cheating better than others. Some people may deal with finances better than others. Some people may deal with insecurities better than others. You have to say, hey, there are certain things I'm just not going to allow to cross the line to come over on my side. Certain things I'm willing to exit the relationship because of it. You know, so just know that when people come, and in this relationship with Carlton and Diamond, Carlton was so wrong on so many levels. And then he still tried to give her attitude even after that. I seen a YouTube video. They was talking at some event they were at, and they were still kind of going back and forth. I'm like, I would have been done talking to him. He'd been done at the reunion. And so I'm just glad that she handled it with grace and beauty, and it went the way it did. But at the end of the day, stick to what you want. Don't settle. Don't think that you can fix people. Don't think that people, don't date the potential. Date the person. And when I say that, I'm not trying to be harsh. Put it like this. Depending on where you are in your life, if you're in your 20s, you deal with things a little bit different. You might date the potential. If you're in your 30s, you might not want to deal with the potential. Damn sure if you're in your 40s or 50s, you might not want nothing to do with people trying to get themselves together. Nobody has time for that. Get yourself together and then try to get in a relationship. You know, don't try to use that person to fix you or bring all of your garbage and baggage to that person. Now, I get we're going to still have issues in the relationship, but just let it be things that you guys are willing to deal with. Don't let it be deal breakers at the end of the day. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. If it's a deal breaker, don't take it 10 years and let it deplete 10 years of your life. And then you decide to get out when this person had this problem from the beginning. You know, so that's that, you know. And we'll go to the next one. Couple number four was Damien and G. Damien and G, I love this relationship. Do you hear me? So many reasons I loved it. I seen so many things with her and him. One thing I can say about Damien and G is family definitely got in his ear. They got all the way to the altar, and I just knew that they were going to be married. And this one actually took me for a loop. I was just like, damn it. And I know he wanted, in his whole heart, he wanted to marry her. But because of her immaturity in the relationship and some of the things that she did he couldn't let go of, I think that the icing on the cake was his family not even meeting her or wanting to meet her. That was a big ass red flag. I think that he listened to his family and he waited and dated. Now, do I think he should have did what he did? Absolutely. You have to do what makes you comfortable, even in the feelings. Sometimes, because I've had relationships like this, you be so caught up in the moment and in the feelings so bad that you want things to happen so fast. But something is nudging you, telling you, take your time. And that took a lot of resilience and a lot of strength for him to do that, because I can feel the love he had for her. Now, I can see the immaturity in her and some of the things that she did to act out, you know, in the relationship. Clearly, he was more mature than she was. But I seen something in him that told me he knew how she was and he loved her anyway. This is the part, guys, where I say people are going to be with you no matter what. That's one of those relationships. Because even though they didn't get married in the end and it was painful and hurtful for G, they are still dating now. 2 years in, they're still dating. And I can tell you from seeing her in the reunion, she's like a different person. She's more mature. But it's amazing how sometimes as women, and myself included, how we can act so immature. So immature, because we think we like the attention that it brings. All the attention of acting silly because you know the man loves you. You testing his patience. You're testing to see how long he'll put up with the silliness and the immaturity. And I love that he drew a line in the sand and she knew he wasn't playing with it. And it caused her to straighten up. That's a classic example of people can change and that people are flawed. And he was willing to deal with those flaws if it required her to change. There's nothing wrong with flaws. But at the end of the day, there has to be some kind of room for growth and change in that process. In that process. So there's nothing wrong with dealing with flaws. And let me just say certain flaws. You have to be knowing what to walk away from and what to stay for. So in this relationship, I love the fact that G was herself. So many people in relationships, I didn't feel like they were really themselves or they can really let their hair down and be who they really want to be in the relationship. I've been in relationships like that too. That's why I say I can see myself in all these type of relationships. That I've been in a relationship where I just could not, it was just something about that person I could not be myself with. But then I meet people that I can just immediately be myself with and be so relaxed and just so in love. And it's just so many people you have to walk on eggshells around. And I love the fact that G was able to be herself and he loved her just the way she was. And I love the fact that even though they didn't get married, they're still dating to explore to see where the relationship could end up and where it could go. Me, myself, I'm not sure if they'll marry or not, but I love that he didn't give up on it. That he said, hey, there's something here. And she said, hey, I'm willing to change if it means I get to keep you. And to me, that's what it's all about. Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't lead to marriage, it's okay. If they just want to date for the rest of their lives, that's okay too, if it's okay with them. But at the end of the day, let it be exactly what you want and don't settle. So Damien and G was one of my favorite couples. I love them. They're one of my favorites. I like them. I like them for each other. I really do. Okay. The next couple is going to be Barnett and Amber. Now, of course, we know they have a happily ever after, Barnett and Amber. They actually married. And so that was super cute. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't even think Barnett was marriage material in the beginning, seeing him date other people in the pods and the way he was talking, the way he was playing a lot of, and to me, it seemed like he was very confused between the last three women, which Jessica, Amber, and I can't remember the other girl's name, but it just seemed like he was very confused. So when he got with Amber, I thought they were a dynamic couple. I thought they were a great fit. Now, don't get me wrong, Amber was a little bit off the edge and over the top, but I can respect that because she was being herself. And again, there's nothing like being yourself. And if you're with people and you can't be yourself around them, they're not the one. They're not the one. Trust me. I don't care how you try to make it fit or work. It's at the end of the day, it's gonna flip-flop. It's gonna be a total flop. Trust me. So Barnett and Amber, two thumbs up. Love this couple. Love she was so authentic. Love that he loved that about her. I love their love for each other. And I love that they were very raw and real at the reunion and said, hey, they were talking about divorce. They were talking about maybe this is not going to work for us. And I love that they stuck it out. I think they look super cute together. I think that they were one of the most genuine couples on there. And I just love that at the end, he didn't seem like he was the type of guy to be committed in a relationship. But I can honestly say when a guy finds that woman that he's really serious about, it would make that man change his entire life and his entire ways. I have seen that up close and personal with my family members and guys in my family. I have seen men that was dogs change their ways for a woman that they are totally in love with. So trust me when I tell you, when somebody wants you, I'm gonna keep saying it, they want you. There's no distance, there's no behavior, there is nothing that you can do to keep somebody away from you that is truly in love with you and truly wanna be with you, because they're gonna be with you. If a person leave you for the little slightest thing, he was never there to begin with, she was never there to begin with. Trust and believe. Like Jessica, the age thing was never committed to from the beginning. Age has nothing to do with it. Distance has nothing to do with it. And I dated a person, and we had a long distance relationship back in my early 20s. And I can tell you right now, as much as that person said they loved me, as much as I said I loved them, as much as we were jiving and in tuned and in love, we could not make it work because of distance. For me, I would have gone anywhere that person was. It didn't matter to me, no matter how far. But for him, that was a factor, which means I wasn't the one. And sometimes you got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps, baby, and you got to get the hell on. And you got to recognize and you have to know. And you got to come to terms with the fact that every man that say he wants you or every woman that say she wants you don't want you. I don't care what they saying, how they look, when they say it. I don't care if they snotting and crying, because ultimately a person's actions is going to determine their character. It's not what people say, it's what people do. And we have said this for years. This is not nothing new. Your character is who you are. I don't care what people say. They can talk a good game and to Jesus come back. It doesn't matter. What you ultimately show me is who you are. So if you're not with me because of distance, you did not want to be with me. Because I know people that have dated for 2 years long distance and finally got together and got married, moved in together. So you can't tell me that has anything, because if that person go on about their life, start dating somebody else and eventually forget all about you, guess what? They weren't yours to begin with. So I'm saying all of that to say Barnett and Amber was a super cute couple. I'm glad they got married. I think they were a great fit. And I think he came around to realizing that that love thing is what he really wanted more than anything. And see, what people don't realize is people really do want to be in love. Guys and women, We as human beings, we love, love, love. That's the way we were created. That is in our genetics. That is in our everything that we're made up of. We want that. And for people to deny that, they're not being true to themselves. Because I've seen the same people that's married that say, oh my God, if I had to do it over again, I would. And you probably wouldn't get married, but you'll still be in love. We love love as human beings. We love love because that's the way we were created to be. So my number six couple is actually the best couple that I really loved. And for so many reasons, Cameron and Lauren, they actually got married as well. And I just thought that was the ultimate phenomenal match made in heaven. Did I say perfect? No. Do I say perfect for each other? Yes. So many reasons. I can identify with this particular couple being an interracial couple because my son and his wife, they're interracial couple. And I have always taught my son, as a Black African American guy, love who you love. Love has no color. From the time he was young all the way up until his adulthood, it doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter to me. It's what matters is how people treat you. And that's what's most important. And people get caught up in what somebody look like, what their ethnicity is. And don't get me wrong, all of those things are a factor in your relationship because you will have to deal with some things when you date outside of your race. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and then you have a mixed kids, you know, you have all these other things that come into play. So trust and believe that is a something that needs to be addressed prior to getting married, because you're going to have to deal with that whether you like it or not. But at the end of the day, some people I feel was just made for each other. And this couple, Lauren and Cameron, I think were made for each other. I really do. Now, what I saw in the relationship and myself, I saw me being open to the idea of dating outside of my race. I am not above dating outside of my race. Look here. Love is love. And like I said, if I can teach it, and my son is he's married to a Caucasian woman, if I can teach that, I can live that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, it's good for you, but it's not good for me. No, it's good for me too. Like, if I'm open to that, if it happens, you know. So Cameron and Lauren, two thumbs up. I'm loving y'all relationship. I follow you guys on Instagram. I think they're amazing. And I think you can see the process of them loving and learning each other. It's been almost 2 years now, and you can just see how the relationship from watching Love is Blind to now, it has evolved, and it's still evolving. I still has a ways to go. I still see she's getting more and more comfortable in her own skin. Not saying she wasn't, but I can just see she's more relaxed. I can see Cameron is more relaxed. I can see him being relaxed even more so with her in his own skin. And you could just see from early on in that relationship, the authentic, genuine, like, I don't give a damn what color you are, I'm loving you right now through these walls type of situation. Like, I love that. It's amazing. And I'm just saying, we can all see ourselves in these relationships. I seen how the family reached out. I see how the families interacted. That was a good sign, you know. And then the fact that they both wanted the same things, the values, that's huge. People don't realize that is the very thing that you would get divorced about. Doesn't seem like it's a big deal until it's a big deal. So things that you talk about early on is vital to you going further in that relationship. You have to ask those hard questions. And let me just say this, if you're just not willing to have, especially when you're talking about marriage and you're talking about engagement, you have to ask those hard questions. Yes, you it's nothing wrong with asking, what do you guys do? Are you a traditional person for Christmas? I've seen people have some of the biggest damn arguments over some of the stupidest shit. I've seen people have different parenting strategies when it comes to kids, and they have the same biological mother and father. And you would think that they are a blended family. Even it's insane how people be on two different waves and two different streets when they get together, because they have not thought about, hey, how do you parent your child? How would you parent your child? What's important to you? Christmas, Thanksgiving, going over to your parents' house every Thanksgiving. Now that's an argument when I don't want to do it. You know, all these different things sound little minute in the beginning because you're so in love and you're not thinking about these kind of things. But these are the very things why people blow up, separate, and get a divorce, or they get distant from their partner and they start cheating. All of these things play a factor in these relationships. And these are things that should be talked about early on in the game. You should not wait until you're married and now you're having kids. He wants to discipline the kid, but the wife doesn't want to discipline the kid. And that causes so much separation amongst the couples. The kids playing the parents against each other. They're allowing that and not being on the same page. I mean, it's just so many different things. You might have a spouse that's used to giving their family money and you don't believe in doing that. You might have a spouse that wants the parents to move in. This other spouse don't want to be bothered with your with their in-laws. It's so many different things as people we need to talk about in relationships before the relationships even get to a engagement, let alone marriage. So many different things. And then we need to talk about titles. We need to talk about so many different things in relationships we need to talk about. You know, somebody may not view dating you as a girlfriend, and you might think because we see each other all the time, that's my boyfriend, and people don't say that, and it's sending mixed and confused messages. And I just see so many arguments, so many different things that don't have to be, but people refuse to ask the questions in fear of the person bailing out, or in fear of the person just not wanted to answer, because you got some people that just don't answer questions. And to me, not saying anything is saying everything. Like, sometimes you don't need closure. You don't need people to tell you why it didn't work out. Sometimes the people's actions will show you or tell you better than they can ever explain to you about what's going on. And sometimes as people, we be so far in denial because we can't see the forest for the trees from being in love, that we just let people just do anything they want to do to us and treat us any kind of way. So I said all of this to say that you could see yourself in each and every one of these scenarios at some point in your life. And that at the end of the day, you know, with all of this, do what makes you happy. Date, be with, enjoy life. Life is not long. We don't have long to be here. Once you're gone, you don't get a second chance to do it over. And if it means you have to be without someone until you find the right one, then just live your best life at that point. Live your best life, you know, and enjoy yourself. And don't forget to experience every moment, be it with or without someone. You don't want to miss life looking back as something that could have been, or should have, or would have, or could have. You don't want to do that. You want to enjoy every moment of your life. You deserve it. As you can see with everything that's going on in the world today, with the virus and with so many people that are transitioning into eternity, and they're leaving this earth, never returning again. You don't get a do-over. It ain't no coming back. Live your life. Don't settle. Don't settle. Do what makes you happy. And at the end of the day, remember, you got choices. You got choices. Oh, you got choices. So this is Miss Virtual Concierge giving my rendition of my take on Love is Blind. Is it a fact or a fiction? I think it's both. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Is it fact or fiction? Yes, it's a fact. Yes, it's fiction. Yes, it's both. You have to find your own way through this journey called life. But don't forget to smell the roses and enjoy the people and the experience as you go through. Some people never get married. Some people have been married 5-6 times. Some people have been married once, ain't doing it ever again. Some people have been married 3 times. You know what? Do what makes you happy. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if I didn't take anything else away from Love is Blind, I took away, be true to yourself. Be true to what you want. Be true to being real and letting people see the real you and love you for you. Crazy, sane, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Until next time, guys, this is Miss Virtual Concierge signing off. In the name of Is Love Really Blind? You guys have a super fantastic Saturday. See you on the next segment. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned, because we're talking about it all. I'm out.